Heavenly Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, we've been going through a series where we've been talking about the Ten Commandments, and we have one left, and we'll get to it eventually. I really felt called this Sunday to bring a message. I usually don't address particularly topical issues, but I really am feeling called to address this today. I'm going to tell you who to vote for. It's Tuesday's election day. I hope everybody's a registered voter and is ready to vote. Well, I'm going to tell you who to vote for today. That said, I will let you know that Faith Community Christian Church is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which means I am not allowed to endorse any political candidates from the pulpit. And so I won't. I was speaking with a young man the other day who had served in the United States Army. He had served two tours of duty in Iraq and was very recently out of the Army. And I'm not sure how old he is. I think he's in his mid-20s. But he's been registered to vote as long as he's been able to. And he told me we were complaining about all the election stuff that's going on these days, about the fact that, you know, I've lost count. I started counting how many pieces of junk mail we got from various candidates telling us why we should vote for them. Well, actually, it's kind of funny because I noticed that not too many of them actually tell you why you should vote for them. They mostly tell you why you should not vote for the other guy. Has anybody noticed that? Has anybody else noticed that? Doesn't it make you sick? Well, this young man I was talking to said, I've been registered to vote and I never have, because I'm still waiting for someone to come along that's worth voting for. And I had to agree with him. Somebody else I was talking to not long ago said to me, well, I know who I'm voting against, but I don't know who I'm voting for. And sometimes we reach that point. It gets very frustrating because we see who we don't want to vote for, but we're not sure who we do. But it is important that we vote. You know, as I've become so fond of saying the last few years, every vote does count. Every vote does matter, even the stupid ones, which is why I've been elected the Constable of Franklin Park. Because I thought I'd be a smart aleck and write my name in. That was it. I won by one vote. The only vote that was cast. Apparently nobody else wrote their names in, but I do my civic duty, and I will be at the election polls on Tuesday from, I think I'm supposed to be there an hour early, so I'll be there at like 6:30 in the morning until the polls close, probably around midnight. The last time there was a presidential election, they stopped taking people. They ended the line, everybody who was in line, at, I think it's, is it 8 o'clock? I think it's 8 o'clock when voting ends. They ended the line there, and it took another 4 hours at our polling place to get, or not 4 hours, 2 hours at our polling place. The last person finally voted at 10 o'clock, and then they had to stay there and break all the machines down and pack everything up and move it out. And I get to stand there the entire time keeping the peace. So far, nothing unpeaceable has happened yet. Pray for me on Tuesday. Because I don't know what I'm going to do if something happens. But every vote matters. At least that's what they tell us, and that's what they convince us. But to tell you the truth, we keep hearing stories about all kinds of shenanigans going on in the polling places. There was a move recently, for example, in Allegheny County to go through the voting registry and remove the names of people who are deceased. And somebody raised a fuss about that. Yeah, some of those dead people have been voting for a while. I don't know how they do it. Our scripture lesson is from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment for themselves. Now, I'm not talking today specifically about rebelling against the government. I wanted to quote this scripture to point out to you that whomever wins the election has really been appointed by God. Whoever our president will be was appointed president by God. Whoever our senators are have been appointed to be senators by God. It is still important, however, that we vote, even if we vote for the person who's not going to win. Because as I've been saying, when we've been talking about the Ten Commandments, it really comes down, well, hopefully by now, we all understand what's right and what's wrong. We know that we are supposed to endeavor to do the right thing. And hopefully, when we cast our votes, we are voting for someone that we believe will do the right thing. For someone who agrees with us in spiritual matters, if you can find that person. Someone who will do what we consider to be the right thing. Now, I'm going to shock some people, because I know that there are people who vote along a party line. When you get into the voting booth, there's those two little levers. One says Democrat, one says Republican. You can push one of those levers or push one of those buttons now, and just you voted for everybody that's in that party. I know a lot of people do that. I'm going to encourage you not to. I'm going to encourage you this time around, even if it's something you've never done before, to push every button individually for the person. If they all happen to be Democrat or they all happen to be Republican, that's fine. But I will encourage you to push those individual buttons. Because we cannot, well, I suppose we can because we have free will and we can do whatever it is we please. I'll say we should not just vote along a party line because it's the party. I know some of us have grown up thinking, well, that's the way we do things. It's the way my parents taught us to vote. You just vote on the party line. Or maybe we were told at some point in our lives that a union may have told us how to vote. I know in our other church there was a woman who specifically votes along a party line because that's the way she always voted. It's the way her parents taught her to vote. Her husband was in the union. It was the way he was told to vote. She does not agree with the party. She believes the party is wrong. But she still votes that way. You may think that when you are standing in the voting booth that nobody is watching you, but God is. And I believe that He will hold us accountable for the votes we make. Granted, whoever wins, it is God's responsibility. God has put whoever is there, whoever gets elected, into office. Barack Obama is our president right now because God Himself put him in office. George Bush was president because God Himself appointed him to that office. Whoever our next president will be appointed to that office by God. Whether it is a blessing or a curse, that is a different matter. You know, we sing a song sometimes, and sometimes we sing it in church, God Bless America. And I think that that's really a plea. It would be nice if America was blessed, but I don't think that God blesses the nation. He blesses us as individuals, but I don't know that He really blesses a nation. But we need to look at the candidates and see the things that they believe in. I have an issue that really helps me decide who I'm voting for. You know, I know a lot of people have jumped on me about the fact that I'm like a one-issue person. My issue is abortion. I am unashamedly pro-life, and I will not vote for a candidate who is not. People have gotten on my case about the fact, well, you're only voting for one issue. It's like, well, is anything else more important than that? And strangely enough, the people who accuse me of being the one issue, of voting on one issue, are the pro-choice, always seem to be pro-choice. They always seem to be people who disagree with my decision. I don't think anybody who agrees with me has ever argued with me about it. But that's my issue, because I love babies. That's the issue that matters a lot to me, and that is the direction that I vote. Whether I agree with the candidate on everything, well, I don't agree with anybody on anything. My other option is to just stay home and not vote, because I'm never going to find a candidate that I agree with 100%. I don't think anybody will, because anybody that's going to agree with any of us 100% is probably not running for office. Even as we've been going through the Ten Commandments, if you want to find a righteous politician, well, let's see, not too long ago we talked about how, about the commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. Thank you. I don't think anyone would ever get reelected if we really looked at that. Nobody would serve a second term of office in any office. We'd have to, like, grab somebody off the street at random every time there was an election. We need to remember when we're standing there ready to vote. We need to remember who we belong to. We need to remember what we represent. We cannot follow a donkey. We cannot follow an elephant. We must follow the Lion of Judah. When we are voting, we should be voting for God. I'm not saying write God in, although that might be a good idea. But we need to vote the way we feel the Spirit leads us, for the things, for the candidates that we believe in, that we agree with, not just go along with something because somebody says it would be a good idea. We need to remember that we are responsible for whom we vote for, and we are responsible to vote. It is important that we do so, as much as we'd like to just wash our hands of the whole thing. We need to represent what we believe in. What is most important to you, that is how you vote. God already knows who's going to win. If you think about it, it seems like it doesn't really matter how we vote. It's like I say, there's so many shenanigans going on. I'm not even sure we do elect officials anymore. It's hard to be sure. And I hate sounding so cynical about it, but, you know, that is kind of the way I feel. But I will still vote. I'll probably be the one that has to mark where the end of the line is, and I'll probably be the last one to vote in our area. But that's okay. It is important. It needs to be done. And we need to remember when we are voting what we are voting for. And we need to remember that we are responsible for that vote. I'm pretty sure everybody has made up their minds who they're voting for. And I hope and pray that you are comfortable with your decision and not just voting for that person because you think that's, well, because you've been trained to vote that way. We have the freedom to choose. God lets us make decisions. But in His eyes, I believe there is a right decision and a wrong decision. And hopefully, as we follow Him, we make the right decisions. That's what He calls us to. Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Well, the benediction is the good and final word, and we put it at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And I believe our good and final word for this week is vote. It is important that we do so, and it is important that we have in mind what we are doing when we do it. We have free will to do as we please, but we have a responsibility to do what God wants of us. Remember, when you are voting, you are voting for God. You know, we often ask the question, I don't know if you've seen the wristbands they had a while back, the WWJD, what would Jesus do? Well, there is a question more important than that, and that is, what would Jesus have me do? Try to remember that when you are in your polling place on Tuesday. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place in peace and be blessed. Amen.